Happy birthday, KCHA. It's our 50th anniversary on the air, and we're celebrating all week. I'm Carol Byrne. So what did KCHA used to sound like, anyway? The year was 1969, and in the radio business, we call those jingles. A way for stations to identify themselves on the air, and a way for listeners to recognize what they're tuned into. For years, radio stations have relied on jingles to help build and keep their audiences. Jingles and station breaks are to radio stations what banners are to newspapers. Like fashions, though, jingles change with time. Once a jingle wears out its welcome, out it goes, and a new style of jingle takes its place. We went up to the attic and found a few of the old ones. We'll start with 1966, the earliest we could find. Sorry about the technical quality, by the way.
Wherever you go, there's radio.
And the latest music and news.
So don't forget to lose your blues.
With the station that plays what you want to hear. Station that plays and what you want.
-63 degrees in downtown Charles City, Iowa.
Now, stay tuned to your swinging station for more music.
In 1967, KCHA listeners were greeted first thing in the morning with this.
Wake up, it's time to get happy. Wake up, get up with KCHA. You'll hear what you want to hear.
We'll brighten up your day.
Good morning.
A few samples from our attic here at KCHA, celebrating 50 years of service. I'm Carol Byrne.